Once my eyes adjusted to the dark, I counted about 30 refugees in that basement. We sat shoulder to shoulder along the walls, ate crackers, bread with dates and apples. That first night, all the men prayed together. One of the refugees asked Baba why he wasn't joining them. "God is going to save us all. Why don't you pray to him?" Baba snorted a pinch of his snuff and stretched his legs. "What'll save us is 8 cylinders and a good carburetor." That silenced the rest of them for good about the matter of God. It was later that first night when I discovered that 2 of the people hiding with us were Kamal and his father. That was shocking enough, seeing Kamal sitting in the basement just a few meters away from me. But when he and his father came over to our side of the room and I saw Kamal's face, really saw it, he had withered. There was simply no other word for it. His eyes gave me a hollow look, and no recognition at all registered in them. His shoulders hunched, and his cheeks sagged like they were too tired to cling to the bone beneath. His father, who had owned a movie theater in Kabul, was telling Baba how, 3 months before, a stray bullet had struck his wife in the temple and killed her. Then he told Baba about Kamal. I caught only snippets of it. Should have never let him go alone. Always so handsome, you know. 4 of them. Tried to fight. God. Took him. Bleeding down there. His pants. He doesn't talk anymore. Just stares. There would be no truck, Karim told us, after we had spent a week in the rat-infested basement. The lorry was beyond repair. "There is another option," Karim said, his voice rising amid the groans. His cousin owned a fuel truck and had smuggled people with it a couple of times. He was here in Jalalabad and could probably fit us all. Everyone, except an elderly couple, decided to go. We left that night, Baba and I, Kamal and his father, and the others. Karim and his cousin, a square-faced, balding man named Aziz, helped us get into the fuel truck. One by one, we mounted the idling truck's rear deck and climbed the rear access ladder, sliding down into the tank. I remember Baba climbed halfway up the ladder, hopped back down, and fished a snuff box from his pocket. He emptied the box and picked up a handful of dirt from the middle of the unpaved road. He kissed the dirt and poured it into the box. He stowed the box in his breast pocket, next to his heart.